Future Money Briefing for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans rely on their employer-provided health coverage through government-mandated programs and the Affordable Care Act. But a lawsuit challenging a key provision of the law could take away numerous services, including preventive screenings.
And that could result in more than 150 million people losing access to these potentially no-cost health screenings.
Our reporter Stephanie Armour has been keeping a close eye on the proceedings. On today's show, we'll talk with her about where things stand and what a decision could mean for the coverage that many people get through their employers. That's after the break.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Key elements of the federal Affordable Care Act are hanging in the balance after a judge ruled that the way the law covers some services is unconstitutional. If that ruling is upheld, what could it mean for the kinds of services covered under your policy? Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour for an update. Stephanie, thank you for being with us.
Sure, happy to.
So Stephanie, walk us through the actual case here. What area of the Affordable Care Act is being challenged by the lawsuit and on what grounds?
What's being challenged is a component of the Affordable Care Act that requires insurers to cover preventive care with no out-of-pocket costs, like no deductible, no copay. And the lawsuit is basically saying that in some cases this violates religious beliefs of the plaintiffs and that the services aren't needed. And the plaintiff's objected to some of the coverage, such as the contraception or screenings for sexually transmitted disease and drug use. And they also objected to the pre-exposure prophylaxis for individuals that prevents against HIV infection.
So a district court judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in September. But what's the next ruling that could come?
The next decision is going to be how broad the remedy is. The judge ruled somewhat in favor of the plaintiffs, but basically said that a task force that's assembled to say which preventive services need to be covered, that that task force wasn't pulled together correctly, that it violated the Constitution because the individuals that serve on that task force are volunteers and aren't appointed by the Senate or the president. So the question now is this judge going to say that this is nationwide in scope and that insurers no longer need to cover any of the recommendations from the preventive services task force?
So if the court upholds the Texas ruling, how will it affect people?
Well, that's a good question. And it kind of depends at which level it's at. A number of the people I'm talking to believe this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And so if that happens, that will be the ultimate decision on this. And that could result in more than 150 million people losing access to these potentially no-cost health screenings. But if it's at the appeal level, I think we're going to continue to see it appeal to the Supreme Court. And if the government appeals, I think they're going to ask for a stay on any kind of nationwide remedy on this.
Now, you spoke to several people who are watching this case very carefully. What do they tell you? I mean, if the requirement is struck down, does that mean an end to coverage for these kinds of preventive screenings?
Yeah, some individuals really don't believe that there's much to worry about. They think that insurers and employers are really unlikely to drop this kind of coverage even if it's not mandated. A number of other individuals I spoke to in the public health realm are quite concerned because they feel like this is something that's really helped keep healthcare spending in check because people can discover health problems before they become more expensive to treat. So they really do believe that a number of these programs will be dropped, which will return it to sort of the pre-ACA times when insurers and employers decided what preventive services to cover. One individual I spoke to, she had not received any preventive screenings at all, and then she got ACA coverage. And because it covered the full cost of the preventive screening, she got a colonoscopy done and found out she had stage 3 colon cancer. And she's now a 7-year survivor and says if it hadn't been for the coverage, the no-cost coverage of the preventive care, she wouldn't be here today. So there's a lot of people that feel very strongly about this provision of the ACA.
So what signs do we have about whether or not coverage of these services would continue?
Well, those that are recommended by the task force, I think the question is really how many employers would drop it and how many insurers would. And it's really hard to know. If you look at pre-ACA, it was very much up in the air. A number of employers employers did cover a lot of these services, but not all. And insurers very much depended on the plan and policy. So the question is, would it go back to that or not? It's hard to say. Some individuals think that employers will keep it. I spoke to Michael Cannon at the Cato Institute, and he pointed out that there would be no requirement that insurers or employers drop the coverage if the government can no longer mandate it. And he said he really thought a lot of them would keep it because they believe it lowers absenteeism and helps to bring workers in this tight labor market.
So a moment ago, you mentioned the Supreme Court could be involved. So what's the timetable here? When could we expect a decision which could set this on the path to the Supreme Court?
It's a good question. The judge asked for input from both parties in terms of a remedy in September. So it really could be any time now. The individuals I spoke to in terms of the attorneys on the case were really saying it's just hard to know. There's no way to know for sure. So right now, it's really a kind of a watch and waiting game.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure, thanks a lot.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from the Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of the Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at the Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.